Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Tyson Harley here. I want to walk back something I said about the likely candidate on the Democratic Party. I have said that she's a disaster area, and she is, don't get me wrong. But there are times where people can be tricked that she's not an intellectual disaster area. So I want to give her props slash give the warning. So as I was looking back at some of her history, you know, and kind of like, how did she get here again? Oh, Willie Brown, huh? Willie Brown's Willie. So then you see some of the arguments about her background, and 2 times California AG, very much tough on crime. It's a little bit ironic there. That stuff will come out. But part of her significant history of and being, you know, the blips on the radar as far as American consciousness of her is her debate, either the first or the second debate in 2020 against other Democratic candidates. And there she actually did well. And any Democrat would say she did well and not believe that that type of a performance was poor. And so what she was able to do in a limited context, knowing that she wanted to go on the attack, she was able to have some nice perceptions of success. And indeed, you know, she did well given the context, attacking other candidates. And so that worked really well for her. She is a viable candidate in a debate that is limited and or that is stacked in her favor a little bit, where nobody asks her hard questions. She can put up a definitely non-disastrous debate performance, and then some people will just see what they want to see as far as what she said and, you know, whether they like it. Now, is it possible that she could do worse if she gets a withering question? Yeah, maybe, but there's also a decent chance she doesn't get asked those questions. So yeah, just kind of tidying it up on, yes, she is a disaster area. If you ask her a question she's not ready for, if you get to interview her and bring her back to the question, she'll go all the way around it with word salad. She is not a deep thinker. She's not a complex thinker. And she's not a quick thinker. But she can mimic one if given the information beforehand as far as what it is she really wants to hit highlights. That she can do. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.